sucks. Oh, we should have been recording like when you had those pants on so people could see how trash
they were. You guys are completely making this up.
And plus, too, it was such a like, dude, these pants. Look at these pants. And it's like it was like a Seinfeld bit. It was like, bro, yeah.
Who are you, Kramer? Or
okay, first of all, you brought attention to my pants. I didn't walk in and talk about my pants. You like, dude.
No, I was listening to it, and I was like, oh, this guy's pants.
Oh, he heard your pants. He said he listened to your pants.
Yeah.
They sounded cheap.
I was listening to the other podcast where we were talking about it.
Oh.
And I realized, oh, yeah, your pants. Yeah. You were bragging about them.
Oh, you know what's the funniest part, though? When I realized his pocket had fallen out, like, I just looked at his leg. I was like,
yeah, my leg. My legs and my boxer briefs were exposed.
His skin was so dark. I didn't know that there was his leg until I saw his boxers. I was like, oh, my.
I'm brown. My boxers were. Audience, look at my. Does that look
so you just
like,
walk around the big hole in your pants.
Yeah. But I mean, not like anyone can notice.
Shut up!
Dark as a moon.
Side of the moon.
You know, I don't hear enough from you with your mullet, with your nasty grease. I'm going to.
Yeah. He's got the Antonio Banderas hairstyle. You should have with your little carpet hair.
I never cut my hair.
Touch my fade, bro.
It's not happening.
And mullets are coming back. You know that's so disgusting. No. Sorry. That was like
We should be recording little, now.
Are we not recording? I thought. No, you're recording. And you know what I heard though? I legit heard that like you know those like stupid little websites are like, oh, you know, go click. Anyways, I digress. That mullets are actually starting to come back, like in style.
Who told you that?
I was one of those stupid like fashion websites. I don't know. Exactly.
You know, who decides fashion though, other than the fashion people?
You know what? If you start seeing a lot of people wearing mullets, that's where like, oh no, this. I kind of do though. Come back. What do you mean?
I kind of see it.
Yeah, use Medline. There's like two ladies there that have like mullets, like the.
Okay. You guys can't use a warehouse out in the boonies as an example of good fashion because people just. I don't want to use the terms.
So you can't use the average American worker. As a demographic, is
those
what you're saying?
Those people are an average American worker.
A bunch of rednecks in a warehouse?
Just a tad lower.
Just a tad lower.
So please do not use the people you work with as standard for what's
happening. They're about, like, two house payments away from, like, the hills have eyes. That's what they're, you know what I mean? Like, they have, like, a couple couches they could sleep on before. If they were homeless, they would just be parasites.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's fine. They're good people, though.
But they're good people, though.
Yeah, so don't use those people.
They just think we're weird for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have a podcast. Like,
speaking of terrible.
You're trying?
That movie.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, dude.
No,
First Man. God damn, dude.
It's not that great, is it?
It's garbage. So
it's not even that the movie was bad. It's just like, I didn't care about what was going on.
Oh, my God. No, keep going. I don't want to.
Well, it was like, okay, like, he lost his daughter, but it was, everything just hit so fast, and we watched it together. Yeah. Not even a second of me maybe just checking a text, and I look back up, and I'm lost. I don't know why things are happening. The most exciting thing about that movie was when the guys died.
When he actually got there, yeah.
I was like, when the guys died in the cockpit with that fire. Wow, I was like, yay, finally happened.
When the guy got to the moon.
Some bodies in this movie.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I know this happened, and then it went straight back to boring when him and his wife were breathing for 5 minutes.
Yeah, because let me tell you what happened.
It was weird.
He almost died somehow in the first scene. His daughter has cancer. Next scene, she's dead. Next scene, his wife's pregnant again, somehow. Next scene, she gave the baby. she gave birth to the baby. Yeah. I'm like, where the hell? What? How? Like, they're not explaining, like, in what time span this all happened. It's just, hey, remember this lady was pregnant? She had a kid already.
Yeah,
she remember that kid she had? She's 3 years old now. Yeah. I'm like, Jesus, dude.
I think there's always a thought, like, as long as I show it, at least we've established it.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
No. Also, sometimes. This is more like the adventures of freaking Moonwalkers and the Nanny. That's what I thought of it. I was like, Jesus, like, they're showing too much of this lady taking care of her kid and doing a bad job at it.
Yeah.
Like, Timmy, get that radio now, Timmy.
Timmy. Don't make me give you the backhand.
Timmy, wait till your father gets home from space.
You guys are a bunch of boys.
Alright. Wait till your father gets home from space, Timmy.
No. I don't know. I don't even know if it's Chazelle's sort of like the moon landing in itself is an exciting sort of thing. Like, we actually went to the moon at this point.
Yeah, if that was actually the movie.
Yeah.
Like, but if it actually, like, was... if it felt like, right, bro. Because I can see where they were going. Like, we'll dude, this guy, oh this guy, God. Dude, he's going through everything, right? And he's going to be, he's the guy who went on the moon. Mm. It's like, yeah, but First off, Ryan Gosling is he's so dry.
He is.
And I'm sure Buzz Aldrin or like who's based on
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Yeah.
That's what we talked about. We didn't know if he was acting like that because of that's how.
I think he maybe was. That's their personalities. Mm-hmm. But then if you're gonna make a movie about those guys, don't actually make it about them.
Right.
Maybe it's just their stuff, or maybe we can dress it up like
make it about like a team of black women who they ignored.
They figured out they saw the
one. Oh my god, that's how they made it to the moon.
Oh my god, yeah. Taraji P. Henson helped us. Ryan Gosling's on the moon, going, "Thank you, Taraji."
That would have been a lot.
Was that like a true story, or is that just like something
about the black woman?
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
there's some library out there somewhere. that, like her name is on the front of it, but they changed it to Taraji P. Henson now.
Oh man, dude, imagine though. Like, I'm pretty sure there's like a bunch. Thinking about that, how like I didn't even know that was a real thing or not. Like that, a group of black women saved NASA. I don't know what the hell the movie was about.
Because you're a racist.
And I'm loving it. No, but I'm like, imagine how much like historical impact like different nationalities might have had in like American history that we just don't know about.
That was overshadowed.
Yeah.
The 50s were wonderful. All right, yeah. You came in with your dog.
And you know, and then
a white picket fence.
Did you know a black man invented the traffic light?
No one cares. Oh, no wonder it's so colored.
Also, a black man made the wrench, and they gave it the nickname Monkey Wrench.
You guys can do anything you want, as long as you're not in our
That's not real.
No, it is.
That's not real. Oh, my God.
We established, right? Look it up. We kept your people separated.
Separate but equal.
And we lived in harmony.
Separate but equal, you know? Then you had to ruin it.
Until the Fire Nation attacked.
There was so much order back then.
Stop it.
You went down. You got a burger and a milkshake, and
you know we needed to be. You guys exactly. Went to where you needed to be.
You didn't have to worry about getting robbed, and you didn't have to worry about getting shot. You know?
We just went to.
There's an entrance in the back for you guys to join as well. It's great.
We just went to less fancier
Sydney
restaurants.
Poitier. We let him. He's kind of one of us, sort of.
Oh my god!
And then we sent Eminem over to you. Yeah.
I like how you guys are talking like you're white. And you both are. You everyone here is minorities. So.
I'm like as Mexican as it could get.
I'm defending the 50s.
Mark is whatever he is. He swears he's a white man, but he's a Native American.
No,
he's like one. Well, he, like every time I throw a piece of trash out the window, I catch him like with a single tear. Just
that thing. One of those single.
No, dude, it would be funny if like I had a family in Poland.
Wow. I know. Polish. Well, I bet you're Samoan, dude.
What I was going to say, though, is that the one thing this movie did do very well, when they were launched, every time they launched in the interior shots of, like, the shaking of the shuttle and the claustrophobia.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good.
Done really well because I felt like that's actually what these guys experienced, all the malfunctions and just the... Like, these guys didn't know if they were coming back. Yeah. Like, honestly, even with all the tests, like, going to the moon and coming back, that was like... Could have been a one-way trip, but you saw
how focused they were. Like, the focus going to it. And I think with Ryan Gosling being so boring, maybe that's what helped. Mm. Right? Because, like, I remember the first time I saw that movie, when he was talking about, like, I think I'm bouncing off the atmosphere.
Mm.
That first time, I was like...
Right.
And he's just super calm about it. Because he's, like, in this weird limbo where he's, like, not quite reaching space, but he can't...
Yeah, yeah.
Can't come back down. He's like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this.
Mm.
Like, and he's just real stoic about it.
Right.
I was like, oh, that guy, he knows how to control his emotions.
And the rear arm star was like, what the heck is
except
happening?
That's only like a little part of it, and then the rest of it is like shaking his kid's hand. Shake my hand. Shake, we don't
know. Oh, yeah, that's also what I thought. Like, oh, the first kid who hugged his dad, he's gonna grow up and be gay.
Yeah. that's what we do. Was that Bill Burr?
Right? Yeah, Bill Burr. Yeah. They're like, don't hug him or else you're gonna turn him gay. Yeah.
Bro. No, I forget that.
Just a firm handshake, and you put all the manliness you needed to into that boy.
There are very seldom, I can't remember the last movie that we watched that I felt like it was a chore to watch, but this was definitely a chore.
This one was, yeah. Was like, this second time around.
Oh, what was the last one? You're like, Midsummer.
I enjoyed. I don't know about
that.
You.
Wasn't a chore.
That was a chore.
That was a terrifying.
That was a chore for me.
It was a little bit of a chore.
Because I got a lot of Village vibes, you know. Like, overall, like, if you take a few steps back to see the full picture, I guess you could say it's a good movie, like through a critical standpoint.
Yeah.
But personal enjoyment, I did not like it.
And they were just like, I can't.
I just
can't. That's just one of your like.
Yeah, it's my personal.
Yeah, I get it.
Personal taste. Yeah.
Yes, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me, give me five reasons why it was good. Go.
Go. I just want to say, I enjoy your personal
opinion. Shut up. Personal
opinion, your just like Mark said, shut up.
Your personal opinion means a lot to me, but it's wrong.
So you know what?
That's what I'm saying.
That movie was... T? Your mother's tea.
Don't you... No, where I thought you were going was with Get Out, with the tea.
Oh, the freaking... The second place. I'm going to give my rock star a little spoon. Ding,
ding, ding. Jeez.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, like, I didn't even take notes on this movie.
I know. Yeah, I tried. I rewatched it. Yeah, I rewatched it, like, after the first point. All I wanted to
do was watch Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, why were you watching on your phone? Put it up on the TV. Oh, yeah. Your TV has Netflix.
I don't know, man. That's funny. I had to buy Netflix again, so I had to redo it on here. It was laziness. I had nothing momentum.
That's your own fault.
It is my own fault.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what have you...
What was the most... The most enjoyment I got out of the movie was... Yeah. Talking with Brendan, making fun of it, you know, like trying.
It's
to
good that you went like, yeah, you need that company. It's like, hey, bro, this movie sucks. Like, you want to start off kind of, this movie sucks.
Yeah, I know. But then we're all like we're just imitating like what a 50s white guy would sound like. Like, listen here, Drew, I'm gonna give you a nice shine up. You don't calm down now. It sounded like you talk back to me now.
How many times do you think Tom makes love to his wife? A couple times a month, Joan, like every good man does. That was my Vine I saw on.
Oh, yeah, the little Vine couple.
What was it? It was a Vine first, and I keep seeing it on TikTok.
Yeah, it was Vine.
Yeah. RIP to Vine, RIP to TikTok in 43 days. Trump.
Unless Microsoft buys it.
Oh, yeah.
Or any other American company.
I think Microsoft. Because
America should be buying companies, because this is America. Number one.
That's very xenophobic of him, but okay.
Oh.
That's fine.
It's fine. He's a president. Whatever. No one cares. I don't care.
Oh, but the color in this movie. The color.
I was gonna say that at the very beginning. I didn't. I held myself away. That's too cold. I know you had that conversation at some point, right?
Yeah, there is too much black. There is too much black everywhere. Okay.
There wasn't. I think
for as a certain species, or as far as the movie is concerned.
No, there was no black in this movie as far as species.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, like, you didn't see it, but still, too much was in there.
Wow.
No, behind the scenes. Those are rooms that they were in. They were nice and pristine. The spirit of the black
people. Oh, my God. So what? Was this his first one? Did he do this first before he... What? No. He did Whiplash first.
He did Whiplash and La La Land. This is like his most current
thing. Really?
Is it?
Really?
Yeah. No way. Wow. I've never even heard of this movie.
Speaking of TikTok, I seen he's doing something on Apple TV where he shoots movies on his iPhone. Yeah, it's kind of cool, but it's like westerns and stuff.
No,
I need more jazz. I need jazz. That's why this first my movie. I was like, where's the jazz at? I need some jazz.
He's done jazz in space. Oh, they tried with the freaking little cassette.
Oh, yeah, like,
you guys got any music? Yeah, here's some jazz. There you go. Freaking little jazz tunes in space. Houston, are you hearing this?
A little step and shoe on the moon. Wait for Ryan Gosling to do a little Chuck Berry or something, dude.
It was Buzz Aldrin really that much of a dickhead in real life?
Did you see he punched a guy in the face one time?
Really? In real life?
Yeah.
Why?
Because what it is, like, some dude was like, hey, man, you faked the moon landing. And the guy, Buzz Aldrin's like, I'm just trying to go to, like, where I'm going, dude. I got somewhere to be.
Mm.
He's like, it's okay, right here on camera, right now. Just admit you were lying about the... And the dude just got punched in the face. I'll show you guys that video.
That's how your
tooth got chipped, because it was you.
There you go. David, the guy.
Moon landing was fake, wasn't it? Look me in the face.
Like, get on my
face. Are you a mooner? Huh? Or are you a non-mooner?
Turn the camera off.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's old, man. Did they, like, square up? Did they fight?
Or did they just punch him? It was probably like, punch in the face.
Yeah, you don't go up to people like this. It's like that Tobey Maguire thing where they're in front of his car.
Yeah.
He's like,
it was a paparazzi. But this wasn't even, like, this is worse than that. Because it's just some guy.
He's like, get the heck out the way. I can't see.
Yeah.
Their car's there, mother.
Yeah.
I was like, geez. Well, they
deserve it, you know. Because, like, that, if the moon landing actually did happen, then they're, like, trying to, like, discredit his entire life's work. You know, he could have died any second in that mission. And they're just discrediting, or they're just, like, throwing everything in the garbage just by saying that they faked it.
I mean,
you know?
Buzz Lightning. Buzz Lightning.
Buzz Lightning.
That's what happens when you eat a burrito during
the morning. Buzz Lightyear. So, the moon landing.
That's actually where they got Buzz Lightyear from.
Clearly did happen. I mean, it's...
Are you sure about that? Science. Are you sure? How did they get recordings? How did it stream from the moon to Earth?
I was going to say, Stanley Kubrick directed the entire film.
Because signals.
He said so.
Because...
Smoke signals from the moon?
Shut up.
Smoke signals from the moon. We got it here, folks.
Shut up. I saw pictures online, okay? That proves it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The Earth is flat, okay? It's already been proven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all they had to do was just go straight up.
Stop.
So it just doesn't matter. Like,
so they spent $1 billion on a fake on just to beat the Russians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Well, this is what happened. Stop. Like, the billionaires got a little too crazy, a little too handsy, start dipping their hands into like the you know, the tax money from all the, you know, American people, and then they had to make an excuse of why their money's gone. So they created the space race.
This is what I have to deal with on the conference. Exactly. A flatterer.
The truther.
No, this is what happens, though. Because this is why I believe the moon landing was real. Because it's like,
because you have to.
Because if they go to America, like if America got up there, and if they're gonna fake it, you might as well be like, dude, we got laser tanks up here on the moon.
There you go.
They've always been up here.
Right.
Just letting you know, as Americans,
they're trying to just blow it out of.
We have giant mecha humanoid spider things that could torpedo back into where you're going.
North Korea has those.
Yeah. Oh, they have them up there. They definitely
have. Yeah, Space Force is freaking.
Well, we didn't do anything. First. We're just like, yay, whoopee, we're on the moon.
We're dancing. Trying to have some fun.
One
yay.
Small step for man. Yeah. It was a little step and shoe.
Yeah, a little step and shoe.
Now, when they put a man on Mars.
City of stars.
Put a man on Mars. Yeah. That's honestly,
I was surprised that this movie is very inaccurate. Because
Dr. Manhattan's up there.
Because, like, when
Matt Damon.
When Neil's wife threw his briefcase against the wall, I was like, oh, she's going to get a shiner. She's going to get a backhand. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, just leave the man alone. He's about to die in a couple hours. Leave him alone. Like, go talk to your kids. You know, like, dude,
it was chill. A stressful situation. You know, he goes up there, he dies, she's alone with the kid. She's all stressed out. She's
well, like, he's the one about to die. He's the one who's freaking out, you know. Like, I get the situation, but she's Well, what's that gonna change? What's that gonna change? The conversation he has with his kids. If he dies, he dies. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Emotional catharsis.
It's so forced, though. Like, they shoehorn that in heck of hard, though.
You shoehorned it.
I'll shoehorn this in your. Make you eat a double stuffed burrito.
They're still married.
Who?
Oh, yeah. Like, if they stayed married.
Oh, well, he's dead now. Armstrong's dead.
So, yes.
No, but, like, because
there was that weird part where they got back and he was in quarantine and she was there and they, like, just breathed at each other for a good 4 minutes.
They just breathed.
Just. And she was like.
Yeah, so everything's fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, cool. That tells me
good.
A lot.
Yeah, we're fine.
Did they just shuttle that emotional baggage down?
They were going for an emotional moment.
Hey, listen, man. Emotions for animals. You know, like, we're logical. We're human.
So emotional.
So emotional.
Right, you just act that.
Shout out to Woody Harrelson.
Right, you figure it out in your head, and then you just you move on.
There you go. You see? Nice, logical, compact, just like Mark, man.
Exactly.
I didn't know that they put him in quarantine when he got back, though. Which makes sense if there's any sort of weird Mooney pathogen.
I know, yeah. When I saw that, I was like, you know what? That would make sense if he would come back and he had some weird virus.
Yeah. Because then, yeah. then it switches over to, what was that movie with Ryan Reynolds? And,
Life.
Yeah, it switches over to Life.
Probably a Xenomorph.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I want to watch that. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen Life?
Yeah.
No. I haven't seen it.
You don't need to. It's fine.
Well, you could have warned us like that about this movie.
Yeah, Mark.
Well, first off, you guys want to talk Chazelle.
I did it. I'm just here, you know, for the ride.
All you said was, it's kind of slow, but you might like it. And I'm like, well, this movie is slow all the way through into the land on the moon.
I was sad to see how happy it was that three men died in the freaking just cockpit.
You just need something to burn.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, hey, there's fuel. There's fuel. Oh, there's fire. Oh, for no reason. Oh, God.
David has just an E string in his head, just on a guitar. That just, like, it just needs, like, a fast riff.
Yeah. Exactly.
Punch me in the face. Punch me. I just want to feel.
Yeah, you want to feel something?
Taser me.
Exactly. You know what? That's what it is, man. Like, just like Bill Burr, man. I'm never at 0 to 100. I'm always idling at just 75.
That's what I'm saying.
Easy 75.
Your brain just has a
BB gun around.
Yeah, exactly. I just need a BB gun. Just shoot me in the arm every time.
It's all better. Detune.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like I always hear that freaking little screech from System of a Down. Or System of a Down. Disturbed.
Oh,
wow. That's like just running through my ear the whole time. It's like.
That's pretty wide, too. It just fits. So I used to listen to it.
Exactly.
I can't
still listen to it anymore. I listen to all the old stuff, man.
I'm just looking at it. It's baby stuff. Yeah.
You guys are lame. This movie was lame.
It's baby stuff. This movie was pretty lame. I watched it again, too. I was like...
What did it get on Rotten Tomatoes?
I bet you it's in the 80s.
65.
Let's find out.
I'm going to say 65.
Put your money
65.
Up.
65.
I'm going to say...
Dollars.
I'll go even lower. I'm going to say it's in between 82 and 87.
82? Oh, my God.
87. I bet
65.
You
65. I'm saying 65.
86.
No way!
Yeah.
Dang.
86.
That is garbage.
It's like a beat.
Got a 7.3 on IMDb. Like I said, it's not a
I think bad a theater
movie.
Just for good just, measure, what is like Suicide Squad?
I can't watch this movie.
How dare you? How dare you bring
Suicide it? Squad's in like the
five
30s.
Yeah, it's probably 26. How much? How much?
I want to tell you.
How much?
How much? What is it?
27.
Ah, I said 26. See, I got yeah, I said 26.
I said the 30s.
Both of you are trash. That movie was a cinematic masterpiece.
I will rip off your taco meat and put it in your burrito right now.
Oh. You guys don't understand the cinematic complexities of that film. It's not stupid. You're stupid.
See, he's preaching this on the street somewhere and just no one cares. Like, even the people who are still fighting that fight, no, Suicide Squad is, and they just, it's like, you know what? No, James Wan, he's going to do it better.
I go to Comic-Con every year, just have a table.
There you go. Yeah, you're
change my mind.
Yeah. You're that Jesus guy who always stands outside of conventions. He's like in a little Jesus costume, saying the end is coming.
I should do that. I'll find one that's not mine, and then I'll just go on an off day, just hold the sign up. So that's going better.
Convention.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh my god. Yeah. Just have that outside, like the next Marvel release, whatever that is, whatever it may be, no whenever it is.
Everyone just thinks it's hilarious.
Dude, speaking of DC, kind of segue.
I just said Marvel. What? Is wrong with you
sure.
and your soul?
Sure.
Who hurt you, Brendan?
Hey, I was
Who
talking about Suicide Squad. So DC stuff.
The Russians got to you, man. You commie bastard.
No.
We're on red.
DC fandom. You guys heard about that very special?
Yes, event. They're gonna show the game.
Not just the game, Mark.
We're gonna show some comic books.
A list
cool
of
stuff.
All the live action films we've got planned that are in production. Or planning on in production.
I remember when they did this last time.
No, I didn't do this last time.
And then, I think out of like the 10 they named, I think 3 actually happened.
That's because they didn't know what to do.
They're just trying.
But then again, too, I still can't. Like,
they're trying too hard to copy Marvel again.
I'm not gonna sit here and be like, yeah.
Listen. They're
it's gonna be great.
Marvel thinks they have something with this Marvel Avengers. When DC fandom comes out, they're gonna give them a run for their money. Got a Suicide Squad.
That's what you said about freaking Justice League. That you said about Suicide Squad. This is what happened. Justice
I said
League.
Video game.
Give me
video
a set. Oh, video game.
Video game.
Oh, that's video right. Game. Okay, you see, this is how enraged you get me sometimes. I ignore some important details you provide sometimes.
So, we got a Suicide Squad game. We got a new Batman Arkham game. We got
knives. We got forks. We got, this is a QVC channel, bro. We got this kind of stuff.
It's going to be great.
We got a Flurble.
Possible Batman Beyond.
Flurble.
It's worth 10 Lurbles. It's worth another 20 Furbles.
Another
random currency.
Yeah.
Freaking Brennan, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Well, who the hell's talking about freaking games? No one cares, okay? Like, no one cares. You keep recommending me.
You've been hyping me up about this Marvel game for over, like, 3 months.
I keep
months.
Asking if you want to play it or not. You're like, oh, yeah, dude, this could be hilarious.
No, you hype me up. You're like, you know, hey, bro, look at the video.
I seen a review on the beta.
Look at the video.
Yeah, I saw a video on it, too. Yeah.
And then you're
they
like,
said it was just okay.
Yeah, it looked pretty okay.
You're okay.
You see, you're still defending it. Choose a side.
First off, like, the best game that's going to come out is going to be Rogue Squadron.
What, the better second half of Battlefront?
Yeah, except better.
Because it's the whole thing now.
Yeah, the game so
pointless. Pointless.
That's you just described all the video games and movies ever. They're pointless. They provide no information to us that enhance our human experience.
This game is pointless because it's already a game. It's called Battlefront.
No, it's not. No, it's one half of the game.
What? Oh, you can customize your Starfighter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the point of Suicide Squad?
Like,
I get to relive a terrible movie.
Yeah, basically.
It's a good movie.
It's not even an Injustice game. Like, I wanted the Suicide Squad in Injustice, not in Arkham.
So you say that now until you see a trailer and you're going to bring...
No, I'm going to play the game. I'm going to be a hypocrite. Just,
like,
no,
like, just like you.
I'm going to hype that game up. Like, this game... Dude, I was so hyped about this game. I always was.
Are you too? We have it recorded.
That's
right
fine.
Here. Two mediums.
Two mediums.
But here's the thing. No one's going to care.
They will when they...
They're like, hey, what episode was it, Brendan? It was, like, it was one of our earlier ones. It was an early one, you know. So go early.
No, we got time.
Doesn't matter.
We got time.
Alright, so we're done so we can play with this three-way deal.
Oh my. First of all.
What?
When did you order this?
Oh, that's, I bought it. That's Mark's.
What'd you order?
I bought it at Best Buy. Oh, you're sure about this late.
Dang, you went all out, yeah. Son.
I know, right? Three-way dildo? Just, that's good of you. That's good if you think of us like that. Thanks, Mark.
Just some type of light.
Happy birthday to me. Oh, this is for the bachelor party.
Be careful with that.
This is for the bachelor party, right?
Yeah.
But, hey, Mark, Brendan did this.
Yeah.
I'm going to take I'll see you at the wedding. I ain't going to make it that day. I ain't going to make it them 3 days. Y'all have
yes,
fun.
You are.
I need to get knocked down as a wake
up. Right? I'm going to sneak into your house and chloroform you. It's just like, shh, it's okay.
It's like, damn,
go. You're going to be like, yes.
Apparently, chloroform doesn't isn't.
It takes like minutes.
It's not a.
Can't actually do it.
No.
Yeah, that takes minutes. You have to legit just breathe into it like 2 minutes straight, and it'll kind of knock you out. I don't know.
That's what you say. Who
is chloroform is used? I think it's a cleaning agent or something. It's a chemical that basically, when inhaled, it knocks.
Yeah, but
out.
So
if you're walking to a vacuum place, there's some chloroform.
But I'm not gonna type.
And they're gonna be like, why? Why do you just need that?
Just chloroform.
Let me get some candy.
Some rags.
Some rags. Some tape.
Tape,
crowbar,
shovel. You guys got shovels.
Do you have a rope also?
Sure. Some very thin rope. Around here, right? Okay, yeah. Cool. I'm not around from here. For some reason I'm here so late.
It's like that skit.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, I was just about to say that. The homeless guy's trying to buy all these random things from the uncaring bank. Black man. Yeah.
He's like, do you have any shotgun cases I could shoot on a bow and arrow and some rollerblades? He's like, why do you need those for? No reason.
Let me get this straight. You're going to shoot the window out of a bank, then you're going to shoot another arrow that has a line connected to it, roll down.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen this one. Yeah. He's like, do you have the one half of the knight of armor?
Just top half. Don't need the bottom half.
He's like, on the off chance they don't shoot your legs, you're hoping the armor will protect your chest.
Even though it will not.
It will not. He's like, no, whatever, man. I'll take my business elsewhere.
The uncaring, elderly black man.
Mr. Jordan Peele, what's he up to right now?
He's making a lot of other movies.
That no one watches.
Candyman.
He's not making that. He's producing that. He's not making it.
Antebellum. He's also producing.
He's not making that. Well, yeah, he's his producer. I mean...
He's doing Twilight. So...
Yeah, he's not making his producing.
Oh, actually, he is doing Twilight.
Is it?
Yeah.
Twilight.
Producing is a nice way of saying
Twilight Zone.
Yeah,
hey, give me a thumbs up. That's producing now.
Yeah.
I noticed that with James Wan, with all these Conjuring movies. Mm. Oh, we're doing another one?
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing Aquaman. I'm a little busy.
Send me my check.
Hey, no, I can't. I can't next week.
Yeah.
I have Aquaman.
Put my name on the credit. Send me your check. Yep. That's all I want. It's cool. It's wherever.
I don't care. Oh, it sucked. I'm doing Aquaman 2, man. I don't know.
Plus, it helps with sales, because when you see a film, it's like, oh, produced by Jordan Peele from Get Out. They always choose Get Out as the inner.
Yeah, there's only one.
Yeah.
Get Out and Us.
Yeah.
But if it gets six more, really good ones, keep using those ones, all right, you guys are reaching.
Yeah. I'm sure he's, I'm hoping he's working on some more recent projects, because Us was really good, Get Out was really good. But you seen Us?
I'm having fun with the audience, man.
Stop.
Might or might not be there.
There's no one there.
There was a bunch of people there a second ago.
Yeah, it was. There was a hell of people.
Yeah, but it tells you.
Yeah. There was
not right now. It's weird.
It's fine. Because they don't care.
Okay, I don't care about the
night. You guys will watch this afterwards. You don't need to watch it live.
Yeah, that's what I do with his little Yu-Gi-Oh video. I saw notification that you went live. And I was I missed it by 2 minutes. I was like, oh, man. And I went back to watch it. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Just something. You just gotta throw it out there. You know what I mean? I can't expect it to be right away. Just patience. It's fine. I had fun just doing it though.
Yes.
It was cool just talking about this is.
Even though you're,
I have these cards in here.
Yeah. Even though you're wrong, I was telling this card's banned. No, it's not.
It wasn't.
This card's banned. I was like, no, it's not.
I can't look everything.
Speaking of which, Mark.
If they call me out, it's good for the algorithm.
Mark.
Oh, there you go. Oh yeah, I'm gonna call you out more often. Yeah.
What'd you do yesterday, Mark? What'd you do yesterday?
Took care of his sick mother.
Yeah.
It's fresh out of the hospital, you sick bastard.
You know what? I have a beef with you and you about that because I didn't know until a week after.
What happened?
Nobody told me nothing.
What happened?
About his mom.
Oh.
Nobody.
It happened a week after. It happened 2 days ago, yeah.
3 days is long enough. I'm like, oh, yeah, Mark. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, well, thanks for letting me know. Yep.
Yeah.
Both of you.
I was talking about, ow!
Titty flip.
Is that what I do to you? I'm so sorry.
No, get away from me. I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, I was thinking, I was like, as long as you know. I can't let you know right away. Because I was just like...
Well, yeah, yeah. But when did you know?
Like, the day after?
Exactly! That's a whole 24 hours.
We played Yu-Gi-Oh, that's why.
Yeah. We drank and played the game, the pain away.
Because I was like, I need to, like... Because I got this thing.
I will never
forget. So I was like, I'm going to use this so we could, like, record our duels.
Yeah, we're just playing Yu-Gi-Oh. He's like, oh, yeah, my mom was in the hospital. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, he told me.
I didn't want to come over. My mother, she's falling ill. It's like, I got a little worried.
She's falling ill.
I was going to say the adrenaline, like, really, like...
Well, that's cool. I'm glad she's doing
better. Are you, though? Because it sounds like you're salty.
No.
Sounds like you wish you were still in the hospital so you could give Mark some sort of emotional support. No. This is very selfish of you,
Brandon. I would never. As a matter of fact, this is the second time it's happened because when you went to the ER, I didn't find out until after.
Oh, that's right.
He went to visit you. I didn't know nothing.
Yeah, I texted you.
No, you didn't.
Is that dude?
No.
Well, how was I supposed to text you? I can't see the phone.
So I don't know.
He just pulled a Matt Murdock and just... Brendan. Speak loud if you're here.
So anybody listening, these guys, they just don't like to cue me in on when they're...
Look me in the eyes, Brendan. Look me in the eyes. Look at the man who beat you.
You're not giving bad news, Brendan.
What?
Look how you just reacted. You're selfishly reacting to your friend's pain.
Can I throw one your way?
What's up?
Why does it have to be solid pink?
Wait, what?
Why does it have to be... I found so many cool pink ties at JCPenney's today.
Oh, dude.
I look, because they're like...
Because I don't like designs. I don't like designs.
They're washed out, right?
They ain't never on solid pink.
Dude, they were like 50% off ties.
You went online?
Yeah, because they're garbage.
They were $30 for like $7.
Get them on Amazon. This is pink tie.
You can get your own pink tie. It's all good, but you're still going to have to use that specific pink tie for my
solid
wedding.
Pink tie.
Yeah,
I bet you they clear that place out. That's why it is like 50-70% off. There was there was nothing that I wanted.
Where was that?
Yeah,
JCPenney's. I'm never walking to a JCPenney's and be like,
are they open right now?
Yeah,
they're closing down.
Yeah, they're literally shutting down now.
Again?
No. Nationwide, like the company itself went bankrupt, but specific shops are still open if they bring in the money.
Mm-hmm.
But and when they're not, that's when they shut down.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like JCPenney's has been like when Daniel used to work there. I heard them going bankrupt. They were closing stores. So like they do that so often.
No, the company went bankrupt.
That's what I'm saying. Like I think Daniel left, and they're like, yeah, the company's shutting down. They're closing down. I thought the one down on Pacific was closing down, but it didn't.
I don't know.
So I'm like, what the?
Who goes in there? I mean, they're still paying that price.
It's too much money for clothes.
That's stuff for Burlington. That's going to be in Burlington.
Just go to Ross.
Yeah.
Every pocketball.
Yeah. Like, you can't go there and get Fashion Nova.
Dude, Fashion Nova, that's my spot.
That's what I'm saying, but like, that's what everyone's wearing now.
Yeah. They got pretty good prices. I mean, buy a hoodie for like $30.
Okay, what do you want? Do you want this Echo? What?
An Echo for $30.
It's fine.
From 2000.
Who wants that? South Pole. You're still selling South Pole.
And their clothes are like dummy, like comfortable too. Like that big hoodie, that Fresh Prince one I got with the green and the red and yellows.
Yeah.
That thing you could during wintertime, boy. Ooh,
is it good?
Sleeping.
Oh, boy.
You used to have a Ravens Letterman that was really comfortable.
Mm.
All right, I peed in that jacket.
Why?
Because Brendan.
I don't know. I think I left in someone's car or something.
Oh, dang.
Never got it back.
It did. It's like Brendan's dignity.
How dare you? My dignity is intact.
Okay. Really, Jake got like no conversation out of this movie. He said this sucked.
Yeah, just, nothing happened. Here's the thing. I apologize because, well, no, actually, I don't apologize.
No, I accept it.
No, I don't need to apologize.
You already did. We got that recording.
It's fine. I'm just saying I'm not going to iterate on it. You're like, hey, let's talk Chazelle. So, okay, first man.
What are you looking at me for? Look at this man
this
for
is
that.
Your idea. So this is your idea.
This is your
idea.
This is your fault.
Here's the thing. Now, we don't have to think about it anymore. All right, Damon Chazelle. I know exactly what he's at, right? Now I know that name.
Okay. Well, I didn't know First Man existed when I said, let's do all the Chazelle movies.
At least you know. Now you've seen and I hold, caught up on his movies.
And I hold your recommendations in high regard. But then again, I'm not going to hold it against you because you didn't really recommend it. You're like, hey, let's just watch it. Why not? It might be kind of fun.
I'm so
negative. I have an idea now. I want to start doing monster movies.
Oh,
Monster Mash.
I think that'd be a big hit towards October.
Yeah. I want to do Xenomorphs, Godzilla, and... Just kick them. I just want to talk about monsters.
Let's do that. I'm doing
monsters classic.
Let's talk about Twilight monsters.
How about we like?
Oh, Edward, you're so beautiful. Yeah. You're so beautiful, Edward. Oh, you're so many diamonds.
Not that one. We could start with like the classic, like the thing from Black Lagoon.
Oh, yeah, that's sick.
Dang.
Just start with
Werewolf Man movies. Yeah.
Heck yeah, I'm down with that. Let's do the original freaking Nosferatu one. What's that one called?
What if we do like one in each era?
One for each era?
So like do like one classic monster, one like kaiju type base monster. Ooh.
For like the 30s.
Yeah, 50s, we might as well just do Godzilla.
Yeah, that's because that's the only kaiju monster that came out. Yeah. Oh, actually, no. What's his face? Is that like little Japanese looking like a freaking spaceman?
There's Mechagodzilla. Then you have Mothra. Then you have Rodan.
You made all those names up.
I forget. It was like this
Kinkadora. Mecha Kinkadora. Stop. There's always a Mecha.
Mecha everything.
Always. Because when they were making those movies or they were churning them out, I was like, alright, this monster's dead. What do we do?
It's a robot.
He's a Mecha monster now. Mm. We took a piece of his tail.
Is that where they're going with the next one?
Yes, of course. What else are they going to do? I don't know. They're half Transformers now.
Now Space Ghidorah.
Oh, God.
Space King
Ghidorah. I did see a release ad image of Space King Mecha Kong King versus King Godzilla, which looked pretty...
What?
Of King Kong versus Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
He was... pretty like they made him as big as he needed to be because they looked
and they kept saying he's like, oh well, that King Kong is like
he's
basically a little child.
I don't care if you're a baby, he'll snap your neck.
Exactly,
like
that's what Godzilla was like. Run you out there, Russell.
Right? How's it even gonna work? I hope if Godzilla like flies, you know, like the old class movies, like exactly.
Like
he freaking drop kicks him.
Yeah.
Like if the old classic suit.
Yeah.
What happens when Godzilla hits him with a nuclear blood? Like, he's just a monkey.
He's gonna grow bigger.
And blood.
He's gonna grow bigger. He's a nuke monkey.
What if that's what happens?
He has like, just years of just hardened dirt on him. That's what it is. And it just
ash.
Armor.
And just
yeah.
He's got lead armor. There you go. He's got lead armor.
The boy, ash. Godzilla hits him with all the ashes. There's people roasting him. So we get this man some Valvoline.
If he comes back with like a fan to pick in his hair or something. Yeah. Like, all right, King Kong, what's up? you good, fam? Hate this movie, by the way. I'm gonna keep saying it.
Just to remind people that this is supposed to be a review on whatever movie it was.
Man. Don't
that
watch movie. The movie.
First Man, more like Last Man. Yeah,
I think every space movie has like theater syndrome.
Oh.
Because it's like, when I first watched this, I was like, yeah, this was actually pretty good. I like this.
This was like...
But it wasn't great.
This was like Ad Astra for me.
Bro, freaking this God, like Ad Astra, bro.
You saw it? You ever seen it?
No. Oh.
It was that movie with freaking Brad Pitt.
I've never seen a theater just all in unison get up.
Really?
When it was ended, everyone, including myself, was like, oh my God, I can leave.
That movie was it was probably 45 minutes of Brad Pitt looking at things. And then looking at his dad.
Missing his dad. Brad Pitt, what's wrong with you? I'm a dad. I don't know where he's at.
Can't you relate?
Hey, he's in a store. Can Brad Pitt, the father of Brad Pitt, come pick up his kid? He's like in a Kmart somewhere. A
lot of staring. I mean, the visuals were cool, but it was just... It was basically like, you know when your computer like sleeps and you have like the wallpapers? That's what that was. I'm like, oh, okay.
What is that about though? Like, what's the movie about?
I don't know, man.
So Brad Pitt, he's astronaut, right? And his dad goes missing.
Right.
And they're like, hey, your dad might have discovered some type of like... It's like it was some like... He discovered Theorem Maximus where you could... Yeah. Go between space and time. We just think your father's like on the other side of space.
Go find him. Okay.
Your son, so obviously you know too. Go ahead and do. He does it. Then, spoiler alert, he finds his dad.
Yeah.
His dad's like, I'm not leaving.
And you're like, great! I wasted an hour and a half of my life watching.
That's exactly how they said. I'm not. No, stay here.
Fantastic. And
Brad Pitt's like. He just goes, my dad said he's staying.
It was very... Again, it wasn't a bad movie. It was just slow. Very, very slow.
No, it was bad. Here's the thing.
For me, it was
slow. I think we want to defend it because you're like, look, man, slow. You know, you have to process the movie. But sometimes that doesn't actually mean anything. Sometimes it's just... Nothing actually happened to this movie. Except that, like, it just took mopey Brad Pitt, right? Because somebody out there is going to be like, no, you don't understand. The artistry... of Brad. Look at the way, like, his face is like an homage to an old 18th century painting, and that's like, what the movie was. It was like, yeah, but it's because it was boring. Hey, did you watch this movie twice? No. Then clearly you know it was boring.
That whole movie was like the first 15 minutes of a Ridley Scott movie just expanded.
But it was the whole movie.
Just the whole beginning.
Ridley did like to get really, like I know the guy. Yeah, Ridley was,
you know. That's my only beef with the Alien movies. Like, they begin, they start off slow, but they pick up. This didn't pick up at all. Nor did First Man.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to. Yeah. We should talk about slow movies.
Please, really slow.
We're watching Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. We're watching The Theory of Everything. We're watching Da Vinci Code. Stop. We're watching...
No. I have no idea what any of those movies are, except Da Vinci Code.
We're watching old silent movies from the 30s.
Unless it's, what's his name? Oh, no, I forgot his name.
We're watching Lifetime movies now.
Robert Downey Jr., who he played,
Chaplin.
Unless it's Chaplin.
Have you seen Chaplin?
I've seen, like, some of Chaplin's, parts of his films. I haven't seen, like, a one all the way through. But I haven't seen the one with Robert Downey Jr.
RDJ has some bombs before he got clean.
Before he got clean.
Yeah. Okay. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is, it always sucks.
Good on Marvel for giving him a fifth chance. at life.
For real. It's always entertaining to watch that little interview between him and like that British guy.
Oh,
like,
where he walks out.
So, Robo, I know you're doing a child's film, but how do you feel to be on drugs for the rest of for yeah. the like, good what, portion of your life? Like, and he just right like,
I'm gonna leave now. He did not do that. He was he's like, what are we doing right now? We're talking about my movie. He's like, well, I just want to, like, and he just walked out.
Yeah. Like, well, you know what? Dang. Whiplash. Hmm? Whiplash.
Dude, the music in the background was
cool. Just face ups on some guy on the drums with Viagra for 4 hours.
Oh, no.
He's just sweating profusely. I don't know. I just feel like you deserve that imagery in your mind.
I don't know.
Take a swig of your water, buddy.
Yeah, he's nice and thirsty.
Oh, that wasn't clear.
Sprite.
That's soda.
That's soda.
Freaking Sprite. It's soda.
Fight me.
Oh man.
So yeah,
the movie sucked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You guys want to do some recommends?
I'm starting to crash right now.
I'm feeling triple F, right?
Triple F?
This is a strikeout.
I give it a D.
You know what I say now? Damien Chazelle's washed. He will never make anything good again.
Do not put that in my movie.
Damien, you're better than this, all right? Look at Damien Chazelle. He wants to talk about the moon. No. You're here to talk about jazz, buddy. You don't get to talk. you don't get to have an opinion on nothing.
Don't you put that evil on me.
All right. All you do—that's your jazz boy. Remember that. You're jazz boy.
Jazz boy.
All right, you do a little step and shoot, a little dance. All right. Don't get serious with me, tough guy.
It's Weinstein talking to him.
Punch right in the mouth.
Weinstein.
God. $30 million on this kid.
You know what? Mark kind of doesn't like Weinstein.
Let's pull him up right now. Does he look more like Weinstein? I get my Weinsteins and my Epsteins.
Yeah, Weinstein.
Because they're both...
Just imagine all, Mark shaved, all, like, buzz cut. Look at it. Now that I mention it, I joke about it.
Pull
it
up, yeah.
Jamie, pull it up. Pull it up, Jamie.
Pull it up, Jamie.
Pull it up, Jamie. He said, what if they're the same person?
Yeah, Epstein and Weinstein.
Oh, these in Mark.
Dude, I seen Action Bronson just tear Jamie apart one time.
No, Weinstein, not Epstein.
Oh.
God damn it, Brandon. What happened,
they're Mark? Both...
No. I was listening to Joe Rogan. He was talking to Action Bronson.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie was like, records, they don't like, records and MP3 players, it's just the same sound.
Mm-hmm.
And Action Bronson, like, broke it down, like, why it wasn't,
right.
Like, to the T. He spent, like, 20 minutes
Dang.
Just talking about, like, no, here's the thing, you're programmed, because that's the only way you know music,
Woo.
But because your music is programmed to be in your earbuds, and my music is in a stereo. See? Yeah. Oh, hey,
so
I made
there
it.
There you go.
I'm a bad guy, right? But
show him. Show him.
I made Pulp Fiction. Look at that man. Pulp Fiction exists because of that man.
he did what he had to do. He did what he had to do to make that movie come out.
Show business. It's one show business.
That's
I'm gonna get arrested. Like the FBI are gonna be knocking at my door because I've got Epstein and Weinstein on my search history.
Yeah,
now,
and
so.
you have.
Thank you.
Family incest.
Well, that's my MacBook. That's my MacBook.
Oh, that's your MacBook. Yeah. Well, you have a bunch of questionable things just in your search.
You guys made me look it up because you wanted to know how long an inbred child would survive.
Yeah, but like, what was in there before, though?
Just that.
Then why would the FBI just
so, be were you just looking at cleanobjects.com before that?
Yeah. I was looking up deathsquirrels.com.
You're doing something else on my computer.
Where to buy large amounts of chloroform.
Exactly. You found an e-com store somewhere that would just sell us nothing but chloroform.
It's like, how do you get rid of your future father? Just kidding, sort of. Alright.
Hey, punch one in his mouth.
You just tell him you're going to put your black babies in his white daughter's stomach. There you go. What? No? Too much? I'm not apologizing for that. I know what I said.
Don't you put that evil on me.
Oh, yeah, you do want to have kids, that's right.
Having no babies. Give me some of that piece of garbage.
Where'd
you get this? Walgreens?
I need to put this in my ears to clean the filth.
Anyways, recommend.
That is a lot. What are you doing? Why are you saying that? What is wrong with you?
Hey, stupid. Instacart gives me that. Oh, my God.
Would you just smell that,
sir?
You know what's weird?
What?
We were doing Walgreens
what
for
are you doing this again?
You're like waxing and doing the floors. Like every section where the hand sanitizer and like the gloves and the masks were, you expect them to be like bone dry, but they're like nobody. It was weird at the beginning of this pandemic, you couldn't find anything. Now,
yeah, because they're stocked up.
Well, they were stocked up then.
Well, now they're like, on surplus.
It's only been like 6 months.
That's forever.
Dude, like you see how much there was guys like taking like minivans.
That's what I'm saying. Like people have slowed down as far as not taking as much because they realize they're being weird.
Or they just certain like just oversupply on it now, so they don't need.
And then now too, like we kind of know it's a little bit better.
Yeah, because everyone's like, "Oh gosh, everything's we can't eat, we can't sleep, we can't poop." Margaret,
do not drink the water, Margaret.
Fine, I'm gonna give you a shiner. Time to make some milk, Margaret.
You know what? I'm gonna give you a shiner, whatever that means.
Hey Siri, what does a shiner mean?
To the moon.
To the moon, Dallas.
All right, well, I'm going to start with recommends.
Go with your recommends. You hurry up.
I'm going to give a big shout out to Disney.
Disney.
And not even just... not
why?
Buying 4K?
No. So I'm gonna give them a shout out, but segue from them into the crazy teams they put together for their music. Because on the way here, I was listening to like all the classic 90s Disney songs, like Aladdin.
Aren't you not listening to that? This man's acting like, you know, I just started doing this. I've been doing this for months.
No, it came up again. So I was listening to Mulan, and just, I was like, man, these go. Like, I get so pumped just listening to this. I'm like, man, how do they get a hodgepodge of just, like, these great art? Like, where did he find these guys? And they put them together, and they make, like, picks, like, both Pixar and Disney. I guess they're pretty much hand-in-hand. They're the same thing. But,
yeah,
you know,
the same thing, dummy.
It's like, wow.
Man. I mean, you're a billion-dollar company.
Yeah,
but you could afford to make other little companies that could only go like strictly down like that niche. Well, hey, I want you to find like the best violinist. Like it trickles down from that.
Yeah, and it's not even like I'm not to say the musicians don't do the work. I'm saying more like
they
the
don't.
Writers, the who's
no, they're
writing
useless.
The music.
Everyone's useless. It's all about the money.
Wow,
money buys everything.
Speaking of which, a lot of the current artists did a revamp of them. They were actually pretty good. Like Neo did "Friend Like Me," and I was like, he should have been Genie in Aladdin instead of Will Smith. This would have been a whole lot better.
Just listening to Disney.
And then, like,
this man needs some help, man. His girl's been in Mexico for too long.
I know. Ariana Grande, I'm trying to remind myself of her because she loves Disney. But Ariana Grande had a couple ones.
Don't make excuses.
A couple, like, Fallout Boy, I think. They did.
You mean the band?
Yeah. They did one of the, like...
Oh, it's not lollipop garbage.
Hey, shut up. These guys are great.
Fall Out Boy is not great.
Stop. Right. Do you want me to play for you right
they
now?
They don't have any breakdowns in their music.
You don't have any breakdowns in your music.
Bunch of posers.
Bunch of lame posers, man.
It's, oh, I'm not going to play it.
By the way, I don't care about Fall Out Boy.
You don't... You don't care about anything.
Never cared about them.
No, I don't want
but
Neo.
I think I get it, though.
Do you, though?
They fell through the cracks somehow.
It was,
What would you, Mark? Any recommends?
No. Well, I was going to talk about Disney music.
Were you?
No.
Yeah, okay. I want to be like you. The monkey song from Jungle Book. I want to be like you. I want to choke like you.
You know, I've crashed since I killed this thing, right?
That's it? Really? Mm. Oh, my God.
I'm down for another recording. Let's do it.
We still got
another 2 hours.
Well, yeah, because you're all jacked up, Bobby.
I'm clean, man. I'm telling you, I'm clean. That's a diet version. It's all good, man.
What are you guys going to recommend?
I was going to go with...
cocaine.
There's a band called Movements.
Movements.
Yeah. Very, very cool band. Like, they're like... I guess the word is like indie alternative, which I don't even know if that's like a generalization. But
that's
I like
racist.
The, yeah. Very, like, it's very calm. Been listening to them for like 2 years already. Yeah. Some at Warped Tour one time when they were doing the little yeah, like a Warped Tour, you had like these like where the food was, you had like a little stage,
yeah,
right? And then I would always see the band Movements on there. Like I like them sort of.
Yeah.
And then they moved to like the big stage in like the second to last year. I was like, dang, that blew up. And I started listening again.
Yeah. Yeah, last time I went to freaking... Well, this is the last Warped Tour officially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was this one band, like, I didn't even know who it was. Like, I didn't even check, like, the pamphlet or anything.
Yeah.
Like, when I went, like, I just heard them. And I was like, Jesus, like, these guys are freaking bomb. But I got there, like, they're, like, on the last two songs. And, like, I just forgot to catch the name of their band. They're, like, on the little side. Like
you
little,
know, there's a big too. Schedule. You can always see, like, all right, what time was this? All right, whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember anything of anything. I just know I liked them. That's
there's
it.
A big, yeah, there's a big balloon.
Yeah.
That just shows, like, the schedule of everything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. That's always helpful. Dope. I'm like, oh, what band was that? Something, something for some. All right, cool.
Yeah, I know, like, I tried to get the pamphlets. The lady sold it for me, like, $2. I was like... Yeah, whatever, it's $2, whatever.
Yeah, that's two, exactly what the balloon is.
You bought a pamphlet?
Like, yeah, to
it's
tell
a
you,
map, it's just a big it's a map.
You bought a map?
Yeah,
don't they give those for free at amusement parks?
No, it's a
no, but it's a, it shows you, like, okay, because there's not, cool. Like, it's not one stage.
I'm trying to justify this waste, one stage. This colossal waste of money on me.
$2. And every band just plays on that one stage. There's a bunch of stages everywhere, all over the campground.
Yeah,
it's like, different bands are playing on different stages.
I have 20 stages, right? And then there's different bands playing at different times.
Send them an email, get your money back.
There's a bunch of stages there. It's so weird having it like that. Yeah, Movements was on there. They have like this very like soft. It's not very heavy at all.
No,
but it's catchy. Mm.
Kind of like Brandon's monkey music.
How dare you?
I meant the song.
Are you referring to my Jungle Book or just like
I meant the Jungle Book song?
Like that, yeah,
but now that you mention it,
that sounds so racist.
It's so weird. I didn't think I was gonna talk about me. I was thinking of like something in my head, like as far as movies. I don't know, maybe just you talking about music got me on, so I don't know. Maybe that was a good thing.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I'm nice and excited. You see the colors black in his eyes now.
This guy with his own kids with their monkey music. I've heard that before somewhere, and it was from a white guy. It was bad.
David has that E chord in his head. I want to talk about this E string in my head. It's an F now.
It's not quieting down, it's getting louder.
All of you guys are ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Hey, it's your fault for talking about monkey music.
It's Jungle Book.
Your Jungle Book, your Jungle Juice, then whatever, man.
I can see David's earlobes growing. Neck tattoo.
Yeah, my neck tattoo just forming on my neck.
Yeah, earlobes are growing.
Just like, then my face tattoo just
that
like,
man bun is going too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yo, you could put a camera on your thing and make a thing at your thing.
Nigga, we are in the middle of work. We are working.
So am I. I'm going to also, Sixth Element, they make cameras for stuff.
Exactly.
You're going to get his copyright.
Good.
Oh, man.
This pod should never see the light again.
You know what's funny? I don't have my phone, so I can't look at main recommend. But I did have two things I wanted to talk about before I came here, but I forgot them. That's why I always need my phone. I had them on my tablet, actually.
Well,
can I help you?
Congratulations! All right, end of pod. David's lame. He doesn't
remember. Oh, I'm sorry. So,
we will see you guys.
See ya
later.
Bye.